Day 85. Mary, I think, is happy.
Patrick, remember the fascinating time we had examining the wanna, have to, gonna contractions?
Please speak for yourself, Marta.
Come on now. The contraction stuff gets even more interesting. Tell me if these examples are okay. Mary's good at ping pong. She's good at tennis.
Sounds fine to me.
Okay now, what if we add a simple as comparative? Mary's as good at ping pong as she's at tennis.
Not quite. I'd say as she is at tennis.
Why not she's?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Try some more. Assuming we can say Fred's tall, what about Jim's tall and Fred's too?
No. Has to be Fred is.
Think about this. If we can say Mary's happy, can we say, I wonder how happy Mary's?
Terrible. Has to be Mary is.
Then what about this? If we, or maybe the Brits, can say, you've a lot of money. How about, what a lot of money you've?
Stop it, Marta. This is driving me nuts. It's you have. But I don't have any idea what's blocking some of these contractions and not others.
Okay, calm down. It's by no means obvious. Let's take a closer look and revisit the wanna contraction, too. Here are a couple of examples to maybe help narrow the focus a bit. Some of us are interested in going to a movie, and we wonder if you want to as well. Wanna as well. Go to a movie. We wonder if you are as well. As well, interested.
I don't know what to make of it, but I bet we're going to see that the contraction constraint here ain't arbitrary.
Ain't, huh? We could say something about that, too, but let's not get distracted. Think back to those awful wanna contractions like, what do you wanna happen? Again, why is it odd?
'Cause you can't contract if that invisible something stays between want and to, where the what originally was. You want what to happen, right?
Right. So is the reason that that's odd the same as the reason that, say, I wonder how happy Mary's is odd?
Can't be. 'Cause nothing comes between Mary and is, so nothing gets lifted out.
Then why can't we say, I wonder how happy Mary's? Let me throw in a couple of more examples. Mary's happy.
Fine, of course.
Mary's, I think, happy.
I don't like it, but I don't know why.
Then what about Mary, I think's, happy?
That one's okay, but it shouldn't be.
Why not?
Because now there's a bit of stuff between Mary and is. So how can there be any contraction?
You're assuming that all contraction has to be like wanna, have to, gonna, where to contracts with what came before, want, have, going.
Doesn't have to be to the left, just is. Look at that simple sentence, Mary's happy.
How soon we forget, Patrick. You just told me that Mary, I think's, happy, is okay, and Mary's, I think, happy, is less okay. So again, what's the direction of the contraction?
You're not going to tell me, are you, that in Mary's happy, the apostrophe S gloms onto happy, that the contraction goes to the right?
Why not?
Look at how it's written.
It's true that the written form is misleading. But how else can you explain what's going on here?
There's got to be a way.
Look, see if you can put aside the written conventions in this case and think about what we actually say or don't say. You can use some of the examples we've already talked about, like, I wonder how happy Mary is. Not how happy Mary's.
Okay, Marta. By your line of reasoning, then, we don't say, I wonder how happy Mary's, because apostrophe S should contract to the right, and there's nothing to attach to.
Exactly.
Ah, but equally bad would be, let's see, okay, Jim's tall and Fred's too, where there is something on the right of apostrophe S, the word too.
Think again. Fred is what?
Oh, tall. And that's what's missing.
Isn't that what has to be going on?
What a jolt! It's hard to think in new directions when the written form is so misleading.
That's not likely to change, but you've just demonstrated how you can discover an organizational principle of your own language.
P.S. 17. The solution to the problem is not working.